Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, and today, as always, one of my favorite people in the world, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi. It is officially fall, Sabrina, and it is our time to shine.
Damn straight.
We are sitting here in Sabrina's living room. We've got a fall candle burning, one of those ambiance YouTube videos,
yeah.
With a crackling fire with a jack-o'-lantern, and I am like, yes,
I am here for it.
This is my time. Like, it got a little bit of a chill in the air and I went, I am here.
Sweater weather.
It is. I love a good sweater. I love jeans. I prefer to be cold than hot.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I hate it when it's hot. Being a Floridian, I prefer the cold.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, is your family okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Thank you for asking.
Of course.
Yes. No, they are okay. There is some flooding, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen
whatever
news source that you use, but they are okay, thankfully. They're more inland. They're mm-hmm. central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they are all right.
Yeah. Well, good. Because North Carolina got hit.
Yes, they did.
I had friends in Asheville and I was just like, are y'all good? And she didn't text me for like 24 hours. And I was like, is she dead? I of course went to the extreme because I am not a realistic person. I'm an extreme person. I go to the extremes. But this weekend, I am so excited because tomorrow, Sabrina, what are we doing?
Pumpkin carving and apple picking.
We are shoving fall into all of the stereotypical New England fall activities into one day.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And then we're shoving it down our friends' throats too.
Yep. Because I love apple picking. I love apple cider donuts. Ugh. I'm a slut for a donut.
Ooh, donuts.
I know they're not gluten-free, but I don't care.
That's okay. I like hot apple cider. That's my favorite.
Yeah. I have a jug of apple cider in my fridge right now.
Me too.
Oh.
Mm, yum, 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 yum.
Lyman Orchards is my favorite. They have the best donuts, and they do like a lot of like, I have a lot of their salad dressings and stuff.
Mm.
So good.
Yummy.
So good. And tomorrow we're gonna dress up cute. We're gonna take photos. We're gonna be basic white bitches, and I'm so excited.
Me too. I will continue doing it until the day I die.
Yep. Sabrina, I posted a TikTok of me like doing. I was doing a product review, and I said something about apple picking, and then Sabrina goes, texts me. She's like, "Do you want to go apple picking?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Absolutely, I do.
Take me.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do a friend date.
Yeah."
Here's the thing. I don't love Halloween. I just love fall. I know your face. I know.
Who hurt you?
I just don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? Free candy, walking around, you dress up. Nobody knows who you are. You get to knock on people's door and be like, trick or treat, give me candy, bitch. Like, what? If I could still do it as an adult, I would 100% do it.
I just feel like there's so much pressure.
What's the pressure?
Like, when you're a little kid, absolutely, it's so fun. Like, but once you get, like, to teenage years, like, there's pressure about Halloween parties. And then you get to college, and it's, like, pressure about your outfits.
Oh,
like,
no. Halloween, I don't want to do that. I just want to trick or treat. Like, I want to do the kid stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I would go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
This is why one of our friends need to have a kid, not us.
Can I take the dog? And I promise I won't feed him any of the chocolate. I'll take Riley. I swear he'll bark. So he will definitely ask for candy.
Yeah. Do you get trick-or-treaters here?
No. There's a road in where the town
Excuse
that I live in.
Excuse you, Riley.
There's a road in the town that I live in where they shut it down. And mm-hmm. that's where all the kids go. Because it's like the cool kids' house. And they you know, like the full-size candy bars.
Aww.
And they have like all the cool setup. Whatever. It's fine.
When I first moved here in my apartment complex, I bought candy. Because I was like, I don't know if I have trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
I can't be the house that doesn't have candy.
Right.
I had no trick-or-treaters. So I ate all the candy.
Yeah, we only get like 3 or 4. It's just the kids on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come here to just check it out, and then they go to the cool house. Which is fine. It's fine. So we do too. We also go, we like leave a little bowl out,
mm-hmm.
and then we go walk down there. We brought the dog last year, funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked down there, and it was a blast. I will do it again this year.
I wish I could do it this year, but my dad's getting a procedure the next day, so I am unavailable.
Too bad.
No, I know. It's a weird time to be Rachel Landy with her father, but it's fine. Everything's fine. We'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Well, Sabrina, what's our topic this week?
College.
We're going to talk about our college experiences because Sabrina and I had very different college experiences. And we have talked about my college experiences in our previous episodes. But if you haven't listened to our episodes, go binge it, you guys.
Yes, please.
They are so freaking fun. I do have to say, I love doing this podcast with you.
I love doing it with you too. No, it's fun. This is like the highlight of my day. And we do, we just talk like, we're just like talking. Except there's like something in our hands when we talk. But
and truthfully, like I've learned so much about you. I do miss our gym dates though. I want to get back to those.
It's funny. Our chiropractor has asked me to. Oh, you guys still going to the gym with Rachel? I was like, no, actually. I mean, I see her all the time. Yeah. But no, it's for the podcast only, not for the gym.
I know. We've switched one chat for the other. But I do love going to the gym with you.
Well, you got to do ClassPass with me. ClassPass sponsors. Because I want to do Pilates, remember?
Sure. So ClassPass, we could do November. November opens up for me very, very much.
Okay.
So if you find a beginner class Pilates, because you're doing Pilates with Nadia right now. How's that going?
I am. It's really good. That's our trial just expired.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very expensive. So we're going to do ClassPass because there's like a month free for ClassPass. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to, the class that we were doing Pilates is partnered with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to sign up for that today. And then it's a month long. So we'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can you only do it for a month or is it like?
No, you can keep doing it. This is the trial to see like kind of how much the credits are.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like you can't see how many credits the classes are until you sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So then I can figure out like how much I need to pay next.
Well, I'll obviously try it with you because I've never done Pilates before. I am a strictly weightlift girly. Just because like with my schedule and everything, like it's hard to pick a set time to like, normally it's just like after I'm done recording here today with you, I'm hitting the gym and then I'm doing a self-care day.
That sounds nice. I'm going to Salem.
I know.
For the chaos.
You graciously invited me and I said, nope.
She's like, hell no.
Not hell no.
No.
But I'm going to hang out all day with you tomorrow too.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
And then I'll disappear for 3 weeks.
That's all right. I'll see you again.
No, you're never going to see me again.
Never, ever, ever. This is the last time, guys. No, definitely not.
All right, well, let's get to the topic at hand.
College.
How did you decide where to go to college?
So, originally I wanted to go to college for music.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, I sing.
I know you sing. You have a fantastic voice. Thank I didn't know you. You wanted to go to college for it.
Yes. Originally, that was my, that was what I wanted to do is I wanted to go for sing. I know, weird, right?
How have we never talked about this before?
I don't know. I just don't bring it up. I know. So I like to sing and I wanted to go to college for music. Mm-hmm. I was going to be a music major. And the school that I chose is really well known for music in Florida. It is. And
what school?
Stetson.
Applied there.
Yeah. Stetson. So you have heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a really good school.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fifth grade, I was in chorus and this teacher one day came to me and she was like, you should really consider in your future to go to Stetson for college. And that stuck with me my whole life. And I was like, that's where I'm going to college. I'm going there for music.
Mm-hmm.
I got in, but I didn't choose music, funny enough. Because the ambitious Capricorn in me decided to do business instead.
Mm-hmm.
Someone made a comment to me and my family and was like, you do know you won't make money in music, right? Yeah, I know. Your face. I know. And I was like, well, what do you mean? They're like, there are so many people out there who are so talented, if not better than you. So there's no way you're going to make it big. And I was like, okay, well,
I'm withholding my anger
right
now.
I know. It definitely, it's so funny because as a fifth grader, hearing that from someone or and then again, like hearing like your hopes and your dreams and then like right before you go to college, you're now what? That's 12th grade. Yeah. 12th grade right before you go to college and then someone in your family says that to you and you're just like, oh no, oh no, this was my dream my whole life. And I thought that this was it.
Yeah.
So I pivoted and I went down the list of majors and I was like, I guess business makes sense for me.
Did you have to audition to get into the music program?
I don't know. You know, because I didn't make it that far to know that. Okay. It was just you pick and then that happens next. Mm. But I signed up for business instead.
That's actually so funny because I was the exact opposite.
Mm.
I have financial insecurity growing up. Mm. I always knew that I wanted to make money. And every in high school, they had to do these like career like aptitude stuff for you that you had to do because the school like wanted you to be successful. Like my high school wanted you to be successful and everything. Every test that I took told me that I needed to do something creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like rebelling against it for so long. I was like, I absolutely not. And then I don't know what happened, but like a switch flipped. Cause like I thought I was going to go in for music business.
Mm-hmm.
And then a switch flipped and I thought I was going to be a songwriter. Because I did songwriting, my writing partner as a teenager, my friend Leah, who I'm seeing, at a wedding, she is LOL. It's Leah or something. She's a TikToker. She's an Instagrammer. She's on tour right now. She's a pop punk musician. And like, we met each other at Crohn's Camp and we would write songs together. Cause they had like this program at the Crohn's Camp. And I like rebelled against it. Like I was thinking like, I'll go into music business or something and I'll do that. But business sounded terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't for me. So I thought like songwriting, like I'll do that. I had to audition to get into music school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into every single place that I auditioned for, and choosing where to go, I went to Elon University in North Carolina. Hey, mm-hmm. Love that school. Love that program that I was in. It truly set me up for success. The people that I worked with, my mentors, like insane. Because then when I was in college, I pivoted to audio engineering because I thought that I wasn't smart enough and couldn't do the engineering side of things. And now I don't know what I would do if I wasn't a sound engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because like how life works out because you end up doing what you're supposed to do. Do I make a boatload of money? Fuck no. But am I happy every day? Yes. Like, do I love my job every day? No. But am I happy that I have it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, it's one of those things. And how we decided to go to Elon was I was given a full ride scholarship to Florida Southern College.
No way.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my mom had cancer. And at the time I was her, I won't say primary caregiver, but I was, because my stepdad still lived 2.5 hours away from her. My brother really wasn't around. So it was me. But Elon for me, it was just like for the money financially, maybe I should have gone to Florida Southern, but Elon is what set me up in my career. And I talked to my mom and I was just like, she's like, don't worry about the money, go to Elon. And I was, and my justification was if something happens, I can get home in 8 hours.
I like that.
So, and that's how I ended up at Elon and met my favorite people in the whole entire world. Like for me, college was such a learning and growing experience for me. Obviously I made mistakes. Make mistakes in college. It is the place to make mistakes because you are hopefully in a safe environment where you can make mistakes.
Yeah.
As we know, Rachel made a lot of mistakes in college, but she's grown from it. It's fine.
That's okay. We all make mistakes.
But yeah, I truly don't know where my life would have been if I chose to go somewhere else, and I'm very grateful that I didn't choose to go somewhere else. Because it brought me to my best friend, Doug, and like, life without him, is not fun. Like we're going to fucking Iceland. Like, you know, you find your platonic soulmate in people. He is that for me. And that's what Elon gave me, even though we grew up 20 minutes apart.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy. But college, you said you didn't really enjoy it.
No.
Talk to me about it.
I did not. So business school, there are two types of people there.
Yeah.
There are the kids on scholarship, which mm-hmm. was me.
Yep.
And then there are the kids who are trust fund babies. And it was definitely like you could tell the difference between like who took school seriously. And it felt more like high school than it did college.
Ew.
Yeah. So everyone was kind of in everybody's business. Everybody was just mean to each other.
How big of a school was it? How many students?
I actually don't know that number.
Oh.
I have no idea, but not enough. It was a small, it's a smaller private school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually why I picked it, was because I felt that I'd have a better chance with my studies, because I'd have more one-on-one time with my teacher.
Yeah.
And I took, in high school, I took my studies very, very seriously. College was definitely a rude awakening because I thought I would just
coast.
I thought I would coast. I did not. I actually did horribly my freshman and sophomore year, and it actually caused my – I lost some of my scholarship because of it.
Ugh.
Yeah. The ex that I talked about in the last episode, I spiraled after that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't showing up to class. I wasn't eating. I was drinking like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like – terrible all the time, and I couldn't think, I couldn't study, like I just was, and he was still there. That's the other thing. It's like, it's not like we left, like we're both in this college together, and he was only a year older than me, so just like seeing him, and he also was in the business school, by the way.
Ugh.
So yeah, so I would see him, and I would see him with that other girl or with other girls or whatever, and I just would spiral, and I just couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So my grades plummeted, and again I lost some of my scholarship, and I had to pay out of pocket. I also worked while I was in college too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, is like these kids who had more time to study because they didn't have to worry about financial like hardship was different. For me, it was, I had to not only study, I was dealing with like mental health issues. And then on top of that, I had to work, and yeah. I worked multiple jobs in college.
Yeah.
I worked for the college, and I was a waitress outside of it. So like, I was just getting hit from all these ends. So for me, it just wasn't fun. And I also, like, he made my life a living hell because he started rumors about me in college.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, it was very high school. He started rumors about me in college. And so, like, a lot of people thought something about me that wasn't true at mm-hmm. all. It caused lots of issues. Like making friends was really hard for me because like the guys had girlfriends and they would tell their girlfriends, and then they all thought I was like this person that I wasn't. So it was just, it was rough. So I was very isolated, mm-hmm. until I met Maya. So it actually got better for me when I was in my junior and sophomore year, junior and senior year,
mm-hmm.
Because that's when I met her, and I kind of like got it back together. I got my studies in order. I, you know, just like cut him out of my life. I like found time to heal, I guess. I was seeing a therapist at that time too, because mm-hmm. they kind of made me see a therapist. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, they being the school, made me see a therapist. He was all right, therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like.
Was it one of the student center ones?
Yeah, it was a student center therapist, mm-hmm. which is funny because it was like I ran into so many people at the student center therapy center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God, you go here? Oh my God, you go here? Like it was weird seeing other people, but it normalized it more for me because I was like, oh, like, yes, I'm forced to go here, but like, other people want to go, like, yeah. Other people are like, it's okay to go to therapy, you know, and
it is okay to go to therapy, yes. Everybody,
not everybody talks about it, and especially I think at that time I was 18 or 19,
mm-hmm.
So like going there, that's when my eyes opened, and I was like, you know what, I could just keep going, you know, like I don't have to go for the amount of time I was told to go, but I think I did continue going until like senior year, because then I was like, I'm gonna focus more on studies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was not a fan. If I could do it over, I would do it much differently. And I think relationships get in the way of college. I'm gonna say that right now.
Friendships are romantic?
Romantic, not friendships. I think Maya's friendship is what helped pull me out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that relationships, especially toxic ones,
yeah,
are what drive, you know, the things that they do.
For our listeners, who is Maya?
Maya is one of my best friends from college. She was my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
She was also my maid of honor, and she lives, I'm not going to say where, but she lives like a few hours away from me, which is funny because I've moved from Florida to here. So it's, we've been able to still keep in touch. Like even when I wasn't here,
mm-hmm.
She would come visit me because like Disney. So, yeah. But she is a fantastic person.
She
all
really
around.
Is. I got to meet her during your bachelorette, which she planned gorgeously.
Oh my God. She's amazing.
She was like, does everybody have everybody? Like she was organized. And I was like, this bitch gets it.
Yeah, she does. She really does. And she just helped me through college. Like I don't know if she knows that, but like she did.
She will know.
Yeah, she will know. She's not emotional. She's not an emotional person, and back then I was. Because I know, weird, right? Isn't that weird? I know. I'm a different person again. I'm a different person.
Fair.
than I was. Now I am, I'm not. But back then like I was a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
I was such a wreck. That guy like effed me up.
Yeah.
Which that was my first boyfriend. Isn't that funny how that happens? Always the first one.
Men.
But I learned a lot about myself. I learned that you can find groups that'll corrupt you or bring you up. And I also felt that because I was so deep in my sorrows, I missed out on a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could do it all over again, I would.
I feel the same way about my senior year because I messed up. My first 3 years of college were great. I thought I had great friends. You know how like when you first get to college, for me, it was like there was like the freshman friends who you were just glomming onto everybody because you didn't want to not have a friend.
Yeah.
And then as you got on, like they weeded out and you found the people who actually like matter.
Yeah.
Not that those people don't matter. I wish all the best for them. It's just like we were not compatible as friends. Like
no.
We all lived on the same floor. Like it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happened my senior year was the summer after my junior year, I became severely depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was not on my meds. And I decided my junior year to go study abroad my senior year. And I only had one friend who I knew, and I was a senior studying abroad, which isn't normal.
Yeah.
I felt like this is what I had to do. Like my mom was like, you need to go study abroad. All my friends are like, yeah, absolutely go. But there's only one friend who I knew over there. Cause while Elon is like, a small college, it's about like 7,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasted a semester in London because I was so severely depressed. I was not getting out of bed. Like my hair was matted. Like I, and nobody clocked it because I was abroad. Like mm-hmm. I was able to lie my way out of it and keep thinking, okay, like tomorrow I'll go to class. Tomorrow came, never slept in. Like I went to like my internship, but I couldn't go to class. Like I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And then I would make rare appearances to things so people wouldn't like clock that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until the semester was coming to an end, the school called my parents and were like, your daughter has not been seen in class. And like it started this whole thing.
Damn.
I was able to finish one of the courses. Because I didn't graduate on time. I walked at my graduation, but I had one more class to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back to school in the spring, I was like getting better and like was taking my meds and everything. But one of my teachers, because I wasn't showing up to all of the classes, but I was still going to class.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go to enough of her classes, even though I had like accommodations. She dropped me down from a C to a D, yeah. So I couldn't walk. So I had to take summer courses. If I could do my senior year over again, I would. And I would do it so differently.
Yeah.
But it showed me that, like, oh, I do have depression and bipolar disorder. And, like, I do need to be on my meds. And I do need to take this seriously. Because I wasted my parents' money going to London. Wait, and, like, truthfully, like, I have anxiety about traveling to England.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to go.
You don't want it to be like a flashback?
Yeah. I still, like, I can even feel now that, like, I'm getting anxious talking about it, because I don't like that I did that to myself, that I didn't ask for help, that I lied to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it has now been a thing with us where I have to call her every 2 days. She and I are, like, attached at the Apple Watch, so the same way you and I are.
Yes.
When she finishes a workout, she'll get a notification, and, like, it makes her feel secure.
Yeah.
Because, like, she knows that if I'm going to the gym, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And after college, like, luckily I was able to finish college. I did have to take a couple courses after during the summer, so I did get my degree. It is there. I did finish. Very proud of that. My GPA is shit because I failed a full semester of classes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a full semester. I was able to pass one of the classes. So my GPA, which was like a 3.5, tanked.
Yeah.
So if I were ever to do grad school, like, that is now hanging over my head.
Yeah.
But I'm a different person than when I finished college. Absolutely. And I truthfully, I don't think that the depression would have gotten so bad if I wasn't studying abroad. I think I would have grin and bared through it if I was still on campus. But I wish I could do my senior year over again. I would do so many things differently.
Yeah.
But truthfully, I have learned from that. Like, I obviously now take my meds. I'm religious about it. I have clawed to have, oh, hello, bug on the window. I have clawed my way to be this mentally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking it for granted. I know that, like, I'm not perfect with my ADHD. Like, my apartment can get messy, but, like, as long as my mental health is okay, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I can, like, you know that, like, I'll tell you that, like, I can't go to something because I need time to myself.
Right.
Or else I'm going to burn out.
And that's okay.
And it's just, for me, like, because I was away from my support group, nobody knew.
Right.
Nobody knew what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't in therapy. Like I said, like, I wasn't taking my meds because, like, my dumb ass didn't think I needed them.
And well, that's why you need them.
Yep. And literally, I saw my psychiatrist a couple weeks ago, and he's like, well, how are you doing? And I explained, like, you know, I'm feeling a little down recently.
Sure.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, there's been a lot of change in my career, in my job, in my family, specifically with my father. There's been a lot of change. And he goes, when's the last time your meds have been tweaked? And I'm like, 7 years. He goes, we're going to tweak them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're supposed to tweak them every once in a while.
Yeah, you are.
And I've been so good, truthfully, since I was like 22, when my GP was like, are you on any type of upper? And I go, no. She's like, we're gonna put you on an upper. So since I was 22, mm-hmm. I've been on the same modification of medication. And so this week, this past couple of weeks, like, we upped it, and I can already tell a difference.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you have to be willing to talk to people.
Yeah.
About what you're going through.
Yep.
And I struggle with my father because, like, he's not telling the nurses at his nursing home what he's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I have to be his advocate. But I truthfully, like, if I could go back and do my senior year over again, I absolutely would. I would change it in a heartbeat because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
That I put my parents through, what I was like. Like, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. No. Me too. do you have any, to make this a better mood, do you have any funny, embarrassing stories from college?
Oh my God. I'm going to leave this for anybody who is in college who feels this way. Like, please talk to your people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, use the resources, because you only get one shot, and you don't want 6 years down the line to be feeling embarrassed about your senior year.
Yeah.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Also, alcohol is bad.
Alcohol is bad. Please. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I wasn't a heavy... Oh, okay. All right. I did let loose in college. Mm-hmm. The funny thing was, I didn't start drinking till October of my freshman year. And...
Me too. That's really odd.
Like...
Actually, October of my freshman year, because it was a Halloween party. That's really weird.
Same.
Stop.
That was like the first time I started drinking.
Me too.
But we're going to pivot, because we this got depressing. Mm-hmm. Go to therapy. Funny stories from college.
Well, mine was that night. So it's technically sad, but I think it's hilarious. So, yeah. Like, I got invited to this Halloween party at some frat houses.
Yeah.
And I dressed up as a sexy maid.
Yes.
As one does. And I had never drank before.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the era where I was feeling myself. I was like, oh my God, I look so good in this maid costume.
Yeah.
Like, the boys are totally into it. And so when you go to these frat houses, they give you whatever you want.
Okay? Yeah.
You want...
If you are a woman at a frat house, you are golden.
You are golden, absolutely. Well, there was these very nice gentlemen who were handing out screwdrivers, mm-hmm. which is orange juice and vodka. I had never drank. And yeah. All I tasted was orange juice. I took so many of those shots. So many, Rachel, that I ended up on the frat bathroom floor throwing up.
Ugh.
Everywhere. Then it was the men's room too, by the way, not even the ladies' room. It was just everywhere. And then there was one of the frat guys who came in, felt so bad, tried to pick me up and helped me, and I threw up all over him.
No.
Hot. And then I didn't feel very sexy anymore. I'm definitely going to say that. Yeah. So I mean, now it's hilarious to me, because I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't. I didn't know what I wanted. I don't know what my limit was, because I'd never done it.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are not responsible for me at the end of the day. Like, you could be like, oh, they should. They're babies too. All of them were babies.
Yes.
You know, so they don't know. They just think, oh, this girl's probably a party girl. No, I was not. I was a nerd. Okay. A nerd who had never had alcohol and thought she looked fantastic and was trying to impress everyone. So I was like, yeah, whatever you're giving me, I will take it. Yes. I woke up on that same bathroom floor the next day. Hot. Still in the same maid costume. One of my friends that I met in orientation was there with me.
And
she was sleeping on the floor too next to me. I always thought we would be friends. I was like, that's true fucking friendship right there.
Yeah.
Sleeping next to my pile of vomit. Hot.
Ugh.
Yeah. We cleaned up and then we went home.
Incredible.
I still do not drink orange juice and vodka. I don't even drink orange juice.
Ugh.
The smell of it brings me back.
I don't blame you. But that's also just a weird mixer to have at a party.
I don't, they mixed anything together, Rachel. Yeah. They were just like, alcohol and girls, whatever you want.
So,
they did Mio too. Mio and vodka. That was another one.
That's what I do now with tequila. I do tequila water with Mio.
That is dangerous.
It is, but I also don't get like the sugar hangovers anymore.
Oh, all right. I could see that.
Excuse me, that's hot. Okay. On that same vein.
Yeah.
Oh, college Rachel. Okay. So I was like, Elon is very frat boy esque, but I was not friends with the frat boys. I was friends with the a cappella groups. Because was I in any a cappella groups? No.
Oh my God.
But
how did you find them?
Oh, honey. So I was in the music department.
Oh yeah, yeah. Then
so a lot of my friends were in the a cappella groups. My roommate Leah, my freshman year, got into one of the a cappella groups And then I became friends with all of them because there's six a cappella groups at Elon University. There's two full female, two full male, and then there's two mixed.
Okay.
And I had friends in, like, I would say 4 out of the 6 groups that I was like good friends with. And everybody knew me.
Yeah.
In those parties and stuff. So I could normally like get in because I was like friends with the people.
Sure.
But there was one all male group that was known as like the douchey frat boys. Like the
of an a cappella group. Make it make sense.
I mean, yes. One of the boys like went on The Voice and like was there. And so they always had, they had the best parties. Like I have to say,
really,
they had the, like, cause I didn't go to like the frat parties. I didn't have fun at the frat parties. Like that just wasn't me. The music parties were where I was at.
Okay. Fair. I bet you they had a good party. Right.
Maybe. But like we, like people would call it jungle juice at Elon. We called it bucket, where they would bucket.
Okay.
Where they would get a bucket, a full bucket, and just dump a bunch of shit in it. And that's what people would drink from. It was the grossest, like by the end of the night, disgusting.
Oh, of course.
And then like I had my, and then there was this other group, the Smooth Progression Boys, who were just like the sweetest, kindest boys, like that I was in love with them. I was just like, they're so great. And like they had parties too. And it was just like, I was always like welcome there. And we always had a great time. And one of them, ended up, I was hanging out with him and Doug was with me. And, my friend Travis, he ended up, we're hanging out and we go to Doug's apartment. Cause like one of the parties got busted. So we go to Doug's apartment to lay low a little bit. And Doug's roommate, Sarah, was there. And then Travis and Sarah, because of that night, started dating.
Ooh.
And now they're engaged.
Aww, that's a nice story.
It is such a nice story. And it's like, I introduced you.
Yeah.
I don't talk to Travis anymore, like much. Like I do miss him. Like he was such a sweetheart. He was a short king and he and I had like so much fun together. He was one of my good friends. And like any of the Smo Pro boys who are listening, I don't know if you are, but I love you.
No one threw up on each other?
I mean, probably. I just don't remember.
I was like waiting for a throw up story.
Oh, I can give you a throw up story.
Yeah.
Okay, my throw up story. This was the beginning of my sophomore year. This was like the first party back after summer. And during that year, I got like, during that summer, I was like super into the gym. Mm-hmm. Like I was going really off. Like this was the beginning of my fitness journey as it has gone up and down. It was a roller coaster. I was so excited to see everybody. And I was at a Ripcord party, which was called, their apartment was called Speakeasy. Oh. Because all of the houses, like the party places, had different like code names for them.
Yeah.
So that like, so you had to be like, oh, are you going to Speakeasy tonight? So this is at Speakeasy. Rachel tied one on. Like all I remember is a cop pulled up. I was on the asphalt leaning up against a car. And my friends were like, Rachel, you have to get up now. And like, I'm throwing up like to the side, like on the ground. Like, you need to pull your shit together. So I pulled my shit together. I'm like, we're good. We're fine. We're good. So I don't remember what happened, but it was like 1 minute I was there and then 1 minute I was not. Like, this was my first time blacking out, truly. Because I did not know my limits. Cause like my body changed.
Oh my goodness!
I know, it was bad. And then, my friend Kirby, like, got me into bed. Like I stripped down fully naked in front of her. I was like, okay, good night.
Good night.
Like, threw up in my bathroom. Like threw up. Like I was. It was bad. I wake up the next morning. I am severely hungover. And I peed the bed.
Ooh, this is a goodie.
So when I woke up, I was like pounding headache. My first time actually being hungover.
I mean, that was seriously hungover if you peed the bed.
Yes. So I got up, did laundry, changed my sheets, put everything in.
Yeah.
Took a shower, climbed back into bed, and then when my laundry was and like slept while my laundry was working and stuff like that. And I did not leave my bed that day because like I don't know, because I wish I had more details about it. I your eyes at me right now. I just remember leaning up against a car, my friends being like, Rachel, the cops are here. We need to go. Pull your shit together. Because I was 19.
Sure.
And they're like, let's go, bitch. And I like pull myself together. And then I texted the group. I'm like, thanks for getting me home. Thanks for making sure I was safe.
I love that. I love that so much.
Like Doug and I, we would also like every like drunk night, we would end it at cookout. Like who could drive to cookout? Cause it was a late greasy ass food with milkshakes. And we're like, who's sober to drive?
Yep. Yep.
And then when Uber got to Elon, we would get Uber drivers to drive us.
Oh my goodness. That's safe at least. Yes. That is safe. I support that.
Oh yes. No, you please. If you've had anything to drink, do not drive.
Do not do what we did.
Do not do what we did. But there was also a thing where like Elon did this, which was great, called Safe Rides.
Oh.
Where it was a school run thing where you would call and be like, hey, I need to be picked up. This is how many people. This is where I need to go. And for free, they would take you. And it was, and you could do, a lot of the frats and sororities online on campus would volunteer there and be like drivers and stuff like that. And one time my friend, my roommate Jess was doing, was driving that night, was being a driver. And she's like, do you want to come with me and do it? And I was like, absolutely I do. Like it was so fun. And like the stories and the people like would tell, this was like free Uber.
Yeah.
And it was so, so fun.
All schools should do that.
That's what my college did. Yeah. No, truthfully, all schools should do that.
I do agree. Because you know we're going to drink. Yes. There is no way to stop it. There is no way to crack down on it. But you can make it safer.
Because Elon didn't have bars. They had like two bars on campus that like were small. It wasn't super fun. So like if you were going to party, you had to go to a house.
Yeah.
You had to go to an apartment and be packed like sardines, sweating your ass off. Blech. Like, and luckily, and it was really funny because in the music program, we had DJs. So my friend Isaac, who I think I'm seeing in a couple of weeks, which I cannot wait. It's going to be like a little college reunion because I haven't seen people since I graduated college, truthfully.
Oh, fun.
And like, they would DJ the parties and it was so good. The music was so, so fun. And we would just dance and shake our asses and I would booty drop and that's why my knees crack now. But yeah, college was fun. The first 3 years of college were fun.
So one of my favorite memories in college was we did this thing called prayer circle. It was not a prayer.
Okay.
At all. We would go to one of my friend's house. It was only women. Mm-hmm. We would all get fully naked. Yep. We would sit in a circle and we would drink and just tell stories. It was the most freeing thing ever.
Insane.
I loved prayer circle because it was like, what stays in prayer circle? Like, that's Like, it was the best. We would just talk shit. And it was just like, everyone was comfortable. Like, it was like body positivity almost.
Love that.
Not everybody got full. Like, some people kept their underwear on. I was fully nude, but that's just me. but it was just such a good time because, like, I know that, like, not. I think like Harvard and like some of the other like, you know, refined schools will do such a weird way to say for refined school, but getting naked. They do naked parties.
Really?
Yeah. There's naked parties. Like that's a thing in college where you just it's co-ed though. They do co-ed ones.
Yeah.
And you go and you just leave your clothes at the door and it's a naked party.
I never had those.
No. Well, we only did just our friend circle. Yeah. That was it. There's also the ABC one.
Anything but clothes. Yep. Yeah,
that was another one. I
was invited to one of those. Did I not think do it.
That was only through for us. It was only through sororities and fraternities, and I wasn't in a sorority.
Neither was I.
So I didn't really get involved in that.
Yeah, I had friends in sororities. That was great for them. It's just like I didn't want to have to pay for friendship. I would not have been a good sorority girl.
I wanted to do it, but mm-hmm. that terrible boyfriend at the time gaslit me into thinking that I shouldn't be in it. Mm-hmm. And that turns out the girl that he was cheating on me was in a sorority. So like, you know, yeah. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how that works out? And you're like, why? Men. Why would he not want me to be in one?
I hate men.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
I hate men.
I know. But it made me think like, that is something I wish I would have at least tried.
Yeah.
Because how do I know I won't like something unless I try it, you know?
I was too busy. Because for music majors, we had to take like 21 credits.
Yeah.
And we were, I had a work study job with my mentor, which is the reason I switched to audio engineering, because I did live events and that's what I do now.
Yeah.
And so I worked too. And I loved it. I do miss working for him, but I know that if I worked for him again, like I'd feel like a little kid again. And yeah. I'd feel like that insecure 18-year-old girl, and I'm not her anymore. And yeah. I get to see him in a couple weeks because he's marrying Tara and Mike.
Yay.
Like, cause they're not religious. So I get to see him and I am so excited. Cause last time I saw him, the last time I saw people was, homecoming after our senior year. So I did see people. Mm-hmm. Was like that homecoming, but that was like our first homecoming, and like was able to do it. I drove from Indiana to North Carolina to stay on one of my friend's couches that weekend. And yeah, I miss some aspects of college, but yeah. I truthfully, college is like, if it weren't for college, I wouldn't be where I am today. If I didn't go through those experiences, yeah. I wouldn't be who yeah. I am today.
Exactly.
And I'm grateful to have those experiences. I'm grateful to have that growth. Because I know this episode, we got a little depressing.
I know, in the very beginning.
But like that's what we are. Like, there's levels to us. Like, we're not happy all the time. We're not, like, our lives have peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And
nobody's life is perfect. Like, no matter what, like, social media shows or, like, you see on Facebook or yep. Instagram or whatever. Like, it's funny because I feel like the people who show that the most mm-hmm. are the ones that are least happy.
Yes.
I really do. And so, I mean, I could be wrong. Obviously,
yeah.
I could always be. I don't know everything. But, like, I do feel that, like, when I see people post a lot, it's not because they're, like, really in loving their lives. They're trying to capture that moment, that one moment mm-hmm. that made them happy and remember it. Yeah. That's what it really is.
I just mostly post things when I do a show. That's literally for my Instagram.
Well, you're a TikToker. It's different. You get money for posting. So it's not, yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah. And TikTok is like, stop pushing my videos and stuff. So I'm dealing with that.
Oh, what the heck?
I don't know. It's, when I signed with the company, with a management company, they're like, you have to stop paying to promote it because that's not authentic. So once I stopped doing that, my views went down because TikTok is refusing to post it because they'll think I'll pay for it. Yeah. So we have to reset my algorithm, and like, we're doing this whole haul of everything, but it'll be good. I'm not worried. Like, the people who like me.
And yeah, yeah.
I'll still make money from it. So hopefully I'll be making more money from it.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Also, if anybody wants to sponsor this podcast.
Yes. Yes, sign us up.
Please. Sign us up. But I really hope if any young girls are in college, just like, find your people. Because as Sabrina and I can attest, once you find your people, things get better.
I agree.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about yourself. Sometimes you got to make those bad decisions to like learn.
Grow from it.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it takes time, and it really does.
Facts.
I'm 32 years old.
28, still making mistakes.
Yes. And there's definitely a lot to learn. I definitely have learned a lot in my 20s. Like, yeah. When I was in my 20s, especially when I was in college, I definitely learned a lot in college.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it was still, honestly, I don't even know when I like switched from how I am now. I don't know what, I mean, obviously there's things that I still need to work on, but, but the change between like emotional Sabrina and
logical Sabrina.
Yeah. Logical Sabrina. Like, when did that happen? I don't know.
Yeah. Cause I would not say you're an emotional person.
Mm-mm.
And I hate truthfully that a man made you change so drastically.
I know.
Not drastically, but just like a lot.
Yes. Yes. That person made me like rethink who I was.
Yeah. And I hate that a man did that to you.
Yes, but I'm glad that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that he did. I still like there are things about that relationship that like still cause me like pain.
Yeah, obviously.
But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? It forced me to grow up. It forced me to know like my value and that's it. Like after that, I was like, oh, I'm amazing after that.
Yeah.
I was like, if he could do that to me, like he'll do that to anybody. And he did do it to everybody. So yeah. Like, it's just now I know I'm like, I am enough. I am worthy. I am, you know, so.
Yes.
Yes. So, and that as an adult, you have to tell yourself, like, even now I give myself pep talks.
Same.
I love a good pep talk in the car.
I literally am just like, sometimes like, get off the couch. You have to do things. Go, go, go. Mm-hmm. Get up, you dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you are amazing. You are awesome. Like,
we have very different motivational talks to ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're like, dumb bitch. I'm like, wow. This is all right. She's a little aggressive, but okay. I'm like, you are a rock star. And you're like, you're a dumb bitch. Like, oh my God.
The book that I'm currently reading, the main character, like, cause she'll talk to herself in the mirror that I'm powerful and I'm strong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice of her. I'm like,
be kind to yourself, Rachel.
I'm working on it.
Yes, it takes time, but you got it. You gotta, because no one else is going to be.
No, I know that, like,
except me, I'll be nice to you.
I know. How'd I get so lucky? I know in a lot of aspects that I am great, that I'm a good person, and I have a lot to offer. I'm fully aware of that, but sometimes I just have a moment of, you're a dumb bitch. Figure this out.
No,
because. Drunk Rachel needs to be stopped.
You got to give her a name.
Oh, God.
What's your middle name?
Jillian.
Drunk Jillian. Different person. Can't help it.
Oh, it's Jillian. It's her fault.
Yep.
That doesn't sound right.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There's a show. Jillian did hijinks, and I can't remember what show it was from.
Mm-hmm.
But they said poop dollar a lot. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh my God. It was, fuck. They were like three dudes in an office, and there was always hijinks, and the poop dollar thing was like, they left a dollar on the road. It was wrapped in dog poop. And then when people would pick up the dollar, there'd be poop attached to it. So they'd always yell poop dollar.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my goodness. Ah, Jillian was awesome. She was my favorite. I think it's always your middle name. That's why I was like, what's your middle name? That's your
my
drunk
middle
name.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Okay. Your middle name is your drunk name. Jillian.
All right. Well, Jillian needs to be stopped. Mm-hmm. Seriously, there was a feature. There's so many features on phones these days. If there could be a feature of like my phone knowing when I'm drunk to like block these men.
Yeah. It's called your friend.
Sabrina, you're not with me every time I get drunk.
You're right. If I was, I'd be like, no, Rachel, you do not want to text that person.
Because it's truly like when I'm with my theater friends,
they're probably in the same boat.
They are.
Yeah. They're all like, oh, should I text this person? And then you're like, yeah, do it. And then they're like, yeah, you should do it too, Rachel. Let's do it at the same time. No, no, none of that is okay. Do not do that. If you all agree it's okay, it's probably not okay. If there is not one person thinking about maybe we shouldn't do this, it's not okay. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
But there's like when I drink, there's like a... Because, like, I don't drink heavily often. If, like, it's, like, once every 2 months.
Sure, sure, sure.
Do I go a little crazy. And I don't know. When I'm in that mindset of just, like, we're going to have some fun tonight, it's full speed ahead.
Full speed.
It is. There is no calming down.
It's okay. Until it's not.
Listen, I have never added to the population, taken away from the population, or hurt anybody.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You have not.
I have not.
That's true. Me either.
Thank God for that.
Right? No.
I did, though. The Cape Cod boy did come down to see the show last weekend. So we did hook up.
Really?
Yeah.
With your parents in town?
Yeah.
How'd you make that work? Were they staying in a hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. I was
You've
like,
seen my apartment.
Well, that's why I was very confused.
You think my mother and my stepfather are going to sleep on my couch?
I don't know, girl. I don't know if you did like a scrunchie situation where you're like, mom and dad, please wait outside while I get it in.
No!
I don't know. I don't know. Your mom's cool, so I don't know.
No, my mom is very cool. But
she'd be like, okay, sweetie. Just be safe.
No, he saw the show Sunday, so we hung out like Sunday after my parents left. So
yeah,
but it was just like he was at a wedding nearby and was just like, do you want to have some fun? And I was like,
you know, I was gonna ask, what was the line? Yeah, what is the line that they use? Because it's not like they're like, want to fuck, you know? So yours is, let's have some fun. Want to have some fun?
It's because he and I we're like friends first.
Sure.
Like, we know that, like, I'm not looking for a relationship with him. He's not looking for a relationship with me. We know, because when we're on the Cape, it is just that.
Okay.
And he was in town. And, it was an itch that needed to be scratched.
Okay. Okay, wait, so remember that game where they were like, the voting game that we just played? And we're like, oh, who's going to have sex next? And everyone's like, oh, maybe not Rachel. And I was like, you bitches don't know her. You don't know her. She will find someone. And you fucking did. Didn't I not say, like,
I don't
oh,
have to find somebody. It's just, because it just worked. The timing worked.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. And it all comes back.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to last episode, because we're doing every other week now for our loyal followers. And of course, we're going to end it there. Oh, I love each and every one of you. Sabrina, do you have anything to add?
Please like and subscribe and send us emails.
Send us emails. No one has done it yet. Be our first. Bye.
Bye.